The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
Here's what's happening. Donald Trump making headlines at his comments yesterday at the National Association of Black Journalists convention. Nicole Killian reports.
Trump was asked about presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris.
She was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black? She was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you
I
believe
think,
that
I think
she
somebody
is...
should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Trump's remarks sparked backlash from Harris, who was the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrant.
Well, Trump also spoke on his running mate, J.D. Vance, who's been under fire for comments he's made in the past, critical of people without families.
My interpretation is he's strongly family-oriented, but that doesn't mean if you don't have a family, there's something wrong with it.
Buffalo police cleared a homeless encampment yesterday downtown. It was set up at Fireman's Park at North and South Division Streets near the bus station. Channel 7 reported about two dozen tents were set up on Tuesday. Police had warned everyone Tuesday that they would need to leave the next day and also spoke to them about services available. Police Commissioner Joe Grimalia said he was told that people from the suburbs brought tents to the homeless.
Well, U.S. Customs and Border Protection data suggests crossings outside of official ports of entry continued to drop in July, but volunteers and migrants' rights advocates in Mexico tell CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez of a worsening crisis as shelters are struggling to support increasing numbers of people.
Since March, border crossings have been plummeting, and they have dropped even more acutely ever since President Biden issued that executive action on asylum in early June. That policy right now is disqualifying most migrants from being able to apply for asylum after crossing the border and is allowing immigration officials here to more quickly deport them to Mexico or to their home countries.
That's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
Former Erie County Democratic Committee Chairman Steve Pidgeon will have to register as a level one sex offender when he's released from custody later this month. Pidgeon faced a Sex Offender Registration Act hearing yesterday. He was sentenced to a year in prison for sexually abusing a 9-year-old girl who was known to him in 2016. He will now be designated as a sexually violent offender upon his release, which is currently set for August 15th.
Well, the state introduction of another child tax credit brings up the question for many families. What else might we qualify for? Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
The Empire State Child Credit will give each income-eligible family up to $330 per child. And that, says Esther Golias of EG Tax, is a check that's in the mail.
This is not going to affect your tax return. You don't have to file anything. This is just a gift from New York State to people with children under the age of 17 with income under $110,000. Married filing a joint return, $75,000 single.
She says there are other hidden tax credits that if you don't take advantage of, you're leaving money on the table.
Let's say that you're a dad, usually it's dads, that are paying for child support, and you would normally would have qualified for the earned income credit. There's also a refundable non-custodial child tax credit in New York State.
What's the best way to find out if you qualify? Find out online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Thank you for that, Tom. The mastermind of the September 11th terror attacks and two accomplices will reportedly plead guilty to avoid the death penalty. Some family members of 9/11 victims say that's not justice. Ali Bauman talked to them.
Details of the plea bargain are unclear, but the defendant's longstanding condition has been to avoid the death penalty. Mike Burke's brother, Billy, was an FDNY firefighter who died while saving civilians in the North Tower.
The firefighters, they went into the building and they were prepared to die to save innocents. KSM gets a plea deal. That doesn't strike me as justice.
Some of the victims' families tell me they are desperately waiting for details of the agreement, particularly where these defendants will serve out their sentences. Ali Bauman, CBS News, New York.
Well, back here in Western New York, Green Lake in Orchard Park, is closed for the foreseeable future after algae blooms that can produce toxins sprouted up in the water. WBEN's Brayton Wilson taking a look at the problem, which is not contained to just Yates Park.
Jill Jedlicka, executive director of Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper, says algae blooms are not all that uncommon locally, and they're expected to happen from time to time when the warmer weather arrives in the region.
What makes these latest incidences this year and in recent years a little bit different? We're seeing algae blooms start much earlier in the season, last longer, and persist longer, and also, you know, having presence of the microcystins or toxic components of them also being found. So we're seeing them in more waterways. We're seeing them last longer. And that's really just kind of what the concern and the warning is about right now.
Jedlicka says the rule of thumb from the Department of Health and other environmental agencies is usually if the water looks discolored and if it has floating masses of algae, especially near the shoreline, you or your pets do not want to come in contact with that water. Across its wide jurisdiction in western New York, Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper has been closely monitoring as many waterways as possible this summer to ensure the safety of all residents who may be heading for their popular waterway this season.
We get a lot of calls into our office asking us to come out and do testing in local ponds and lakes and creeks and so forth. The ones that we have been observing directly that we try to monitor on a regular basis is Ellicott Creek and Tonawanda Creek. We did just do the sampling in Green Lake to confirm the presence of harmful algal blooms. You know, we have a couple of locations that we're investigating right now because there's not really a workforce. There's not really folks out there through the agencies that do testing of waterways on a regular basis. There really is no other entity your group doing this, and so we're trying to do the best that we can to provide this public service.
More from Jedlicka is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Brayton, thanks. Seeing the picture of Green Lake in Orchard Park on our website, it's disgusting.
Doesn't look great.
No. I wouldn't let my dog in there. I wouldn't get anywhere near it.
You know what, though? Like, you did name it Green Lake.
I know.
And
yeah, it's very green.
There you have it. It's the name is true, and maybe never more so. Well, meanwhile, at the Olympics in Paris, Wednesday's six swimmers have officials checking to see if the Seine is safe for Monday.
Along the Seine, the triathlon finally kicked off after multiple delays. Racers taking the plunge after officials decided contamination levels in the river were safe. Canadian racer Tyler Mislachuk vomiting after getting out of the water, although it's unclear if he was sick from swallowing the water or simply overexerted himself.
Which I think that's Rhiannon and Allie with the report. I mean, you see these triathlon people, they puke all the time,
right?
Don't they?
It, like if you ran a marathon.
It doesn't have to be the water.
Yeah.
You know, I won't say it. But, I won't go there with what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Canadian, you know, an American, you know, we won't see that.
The exclusive WBN Summer Weather Forecast for the day today. Calls for some patchy areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, we'll see an ample amount of sunshine, and it's going to be a hot one. The high temperature into the upper 80s to near 90 degrees with barely a breeze. For tonight, just a few clouds, mild, a little bit on the muggy side, the low temperature near 70. Clouds will be on the increase for Friday. There could be a scattered shower or thunderstorm into the afternoon. The high temperature in the upper 80s. With your exclusive WBN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
All right, we're going down to Eden right now. Jeff Winter is joining us with the Eden Corn Fest. Wow. Okay, must be Eden Corn Fest time, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Very, very busy, but all good.
You know, high near 90 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's time for the Eden Corn Fest. How's our corn crop this year?
Actually, the corn crop is good. You know, it's been a dry growing season. Actually, it started out very wet in April and beginning of May, and then it's been very dry. But the corn is good. You know, the guys, the Eden Valley Growers Co-op, they do a great job of getting the right moisture and nutrients into the soil. And we've been eating corn every night setting up there, and I got to tell you, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because I had corn last night, and it was, not that great. But at the Eden Corn Fest, people go, and you expect there to be great corn every time you take a bite out of it, no matter how it's seasoned or cooked or anything like that. How do you get the best of the best corn and ensure that quality?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, the soil that it's grown in. And again, the folks that raise it, I mean, they take a lot of pride in what they're producing. And again, they do a lot of, you know, in the off season, these guys do a lot of research and they work with people in developing the proper seeds and getting the proper mixes of corn and stuff planted. And whatever they do works great, because I haven't, since the first corn hit the stands about the 8th of July, I haven't had a bad ear of corn.
All right. How many different ways is the corn prepared at the festival for people to buy?
Well, we've got obviously the boiled corn on the cob by our fire department. I've seen corn chowder, corn biscuits. We are having our barbecue competition cook-off again this year, and one of the requirements is that the fellows produce a corn-related dessert. So that's something that I haven't heard what anybody's doing yet. There's all kinds. I believe street corn is going to be there. And I think that's it that comes to mind right now.
I can't imagine a corn prepared dessert.
I was going to say cornbread I've done for dessert a couple times, but I can't think of anything else. What's a corn dessert look like?
I don't know. I mean, you know, corn fritters, or I don't know what, you know, the guys that do the barbecue cook-off, I know we did it 3 years ago, and they got very creative with it, so it looks to be seen. And also, there is the corn ice cream, which came out about 3 years ago, and I'm told there's a new flavor, and I think we're going to talk about it later this afternoon as far as what the new flavor is. So that's to be determined yet.
Ooh, okay.
New flavor. All right.
Yeah.
A lot of different ways you can prep corn. You can season it. What's the best way to cook corn? Corn on the cob, in your opinion. Is there one way that's better than the other? Boiled, on the grill? How do you like it?
Me, personally, I like it boiled. But of late, I've been actually microwaving it right in the husk.
And I've never done it that way.
Yeah, actually, it's you know, you kind of just trim the outside leaves off, cut the end off, and put it in the microwave and for like 3 minutes, and you pull it out, and the husk slides right off, and it's great. So that's what one of the later things that we've been doing. Or if you actually husk it and roll it in wax paper and put it in the microwave for about 2 or 3 minutes, it comes out good too. But I still preferred the boiled.
I've never thought about in the husk in the microwave. I've done microwave with water and corn before, and, you know, it turns out pretty good. But in the husk, I'll have to try that one around. How do you eat your corn? That's one of the things we were talking about last night. Because last night, I told my four-year-old, I, you know, had my ear of corn. It was all done. And I said, you're not done until it looks like this. You know, everything, not this patchy, you know how kids eat corn, just a bite here, bite there, bite there. It ends up looking like a map of the world or something like that at the end. Do you go around the cob or in a straight line down and then next straight line?
Yeah, I kind of go like a typewriter.
Okay.
I like that.
I go around. I do like one around, then move on. You know, one around, move on. I do one of those things.
I think I'm the typewriter too.
Typewriter, that might be the most pop, like Bugs Bunny with a carrot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Hey, the parade is always a big part, kind of the kickoff, right? Is that today?
No. The parade is on Sunday afternoon at noon. It starts. Right now, we've got just about 70 units between floats and marching units and bands. You know, bagpipers, all of that type of stuff, fire trucks, emergency vehicles. That's a nice event. It's about a mile and a half long parade and lasts about an hour and a half.
It's a fun one. All right. I know every year that the Eden Corn Fest is a fundraiser for a lot of organizations, but this year there's a little more emphasis on what has happened recently in Eden with the tornadoes. How is the Corn Fest, kind of factoring in with this?
Well, we've, working with our town supervisor and the Eden Chamber of Commerce and the Eden Community Foundation, obviously the biggest event in town is the Corn Festival. So it was a natural for us to be involved with some of the fundraising. So throughout the festival, you'll see posters up with a QR code that people can, click on and donate either using a credit card or a Venmo account. And if they want to make a cash donation, they can make a cash donation right to our town clerk. But we will have signs posted throughout the festival. And we actually are also having a media personality corn husking event that is taking place on Saturday afternoon at 3:30. And we've got some of the local news anchors and weather anchors and some radio personalities that are going to be up there. And we're going to tie their efforts into some of the fundraising as well.
Well, love to see that and everything that goes on. Eden Corn Fest, always one of the highlights on the calendar during the summer. And we wish you the best of luck this year. Thanks so much for being on with us this morning, Jeff.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.